South Korean President Lee Myung-bak told interviewers this week he did not oppose a summit between incoming President Obama and North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. He said he was confident Mr. Obama would listen carefully to South Korean positions and not allow Pyongyang to isolate the South. The feasibility of such a summit may be in question, however, due to the unresolved matter of Kim Jong-il's health. He is believed to be recovering from a stroke he suffered earlier this year. Last week, North Korea released what it says are recent photographs of its leader visiting military officers. However, there is increasing speculation those photos are doctored. Brian Meyer specializes in North Korean propaganda and media at South Korea's Tongso University. He is among those who believe the recent photos were composed using photo modification software such as Photoshop.
Considering how advanced their animation studios are, I'm a little bit surprised that they couldn't have done a better job photoshopping these pictures. I mean, your average South Korean university student could probably have done a better job.
In a group photo of Kim Jong-il posing with top military officers, the North Korean leader's shadow is cast in a completely different direction than that of his subordinates. A black line that appears behind the officers on both sides of him disappears where he is standing. A British media report cites experts who say the photographic pixels making up Kim Jong-il's image are mismatched to the rest of the photo. Myers says this apparent doctoring is nothing new for Pyongyang.
North Korea has been falsifying or forging photographs for many years, but always very crudely, and almost always with the intention of inventing or reinventing recent history.
The distinction between then and now, says Myers, is that North Korean audiences composed images for a domestic audience rather than skeptical international viewers.
They're used to forging photographs for people who are themselves inclined to want to believe. They never really had to worry that much about realism in the past.
North Korea's authoritarian system is so dependent on Kim Jong-il personally that it is an open question how long the state apparatus could function without him. Therefore, the state of Kim Jong-il's health is a serious matter of international security in this part of the world. Meyer says the North Korean leader is probably worse off than the world thinks, because Pyongyang could have ended speculation with a timely and genuine photograph.
And if he is well enough to travel halfway across the country and visit generals at a military outpost, then he's well enough to receive a high-ranking pro-North Korean visitor and pose with that person in front of, you know, the usual backdrop, and thereby put to rest the speculation forever. And the fact that he's not doing that in itself speaks volumes.
South Korea has kept relatively silent on the photographs, with officials saying only that they were unable to confirm their veracity at this time. Separately, a major Japanese broadcaster reported Tuesday that Kim Jong-il may have had a second stroke. The report quotes a South Korean source who has apparently consulted with U.S. intelligence officials. It is impossible to confirm the report at this point. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.